Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to episode 297 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. Today, let's dive into another cultural topic that many of you might have strong feelings about: the legalization of cannabis. Germany has partly decriminalized marijuana use as of 1st of April 2024. So, have we experienced a cultural change as a result? Does legalization mean that in the evenings we Germans now smoke weed on our sofas in front of television instead of drinking our traditional beer? I'm afraid, personally, I'm a little too old school and still stick to my red wine. But then, some of my friends claim that alcohol is worse than weed, so perhaps I should join one of the new cannabis clubs. Using drugs touches on cultural values and societal norms, but also on personal beliefs shaped by our own experiences. Our aim today is clearly not to endorse one viewpoint over another, but to create a space where different people can share their diverse experiences and personal opinions. This is the podcast Absolutely Intercultural, the space where we celebrate diversity and welcome a multitude of opinions. Whether you are for or against weed legalization and use, or perhaps still sitting on the fence, figuring out on which side the grass is greener, we invite you all to listen in today. Let's hear a short preview of what we will hear from our guests today. In our first story, Absolutely Economic, we will listen to Nika. Currently, Nika is an international lecturer from Georgia at Rhein-Ahr Campus, and he speculates on how the future legalization of weed could impact the economic development of his home country.
So if the weed became legal, then there would be a particular regulation made by government, and products would also be highly monitored based on what they contain, which could overall be healthier for the people who use cannabis from the black market. And we're not even talking about...
In our second story, Absolutely Intoxicated, we will listen to Ani, who is an international exchange student. Ani does not give us a clear yes or no for legalization, but she shares with us what happened to her and her teenage friends in Georgia, where cannabis is not legalized.
We went on like school trips, for example, and one of my friends got intoxication from the weed because we don't really have high quality weed in Georgia. Therefore, he smoked too much, and it wasn't just weed. It also had tobacco and etc., which his body wasn't used to. And he got intoxicated. He started throwing up, and it was just teenagers. So it was a very scary experience. We had to hold his tongue.
In our last story, Absolutely Disrespectful, we will listen to Sebastian, a German student at Rhein-Ahr Campus. Sebastian will be sharing with us one of his biggest concerns concerning the legalization of cannabis, especially the connection with smoking and passive smoking. Have cannabis smokers ever heard about the human right to clean air? Well, we found one of the best advocates for keeping the air we breathe clean.
And was penetrant. I have cases in my apartment that in the summer when it's really hot and I need to air out my room because I have only one window and otherwise I can choose the mold, and my neighbor decides to smoke weed again, then my whole apartment stinks like grass for the rest of the day. It is extremely egoistic. I really don't understand why this is never being mentioned in any conversation or any discussion in the public debate, because...
Let's start the show with our first interview in the category Absolutely Economic. Nika will look at the economic benefits of legalizing cannabis. He will talk about an expected increase of tax revenue, decreasing costs of incarceration of petty criminals, the weakening of the black market, and the strengthening of government investments in public health.
International accounting. As of the weed consumption, it's been a concept for a long period of time, and it has been quite debatable for a long period of time. What do I personally think about it? From the economic perspective, economic viewpoint, I do believe that legalizing weed as a practice could bring the benefits to the country and society. So I do not see anything against legalizing weed from the perspective of an economist. First things are connected to taxes. So basically, once the product is legal on the market, you collect tax on it. That's called tax revenue. Taxes take quite a part of it. That is something that actually benefits the economy to grow. It grows the economy, and then the accumulated money could be used to put it into the education, public health, public safety. And it's not only that, it also decreases some of the cost. It not only increases the budget, but decreases some of the cost. Let's take law enforcement cost. So if the policeman would arrest a person and then prosecute them and put them into the jail, that would cost money. Crime rates would probably decrease because it's correlated with each other. So legalization of weed would decrease types of violent crimes and theft as well. So it doesn't only benefit the economy, but also benefits the society overall. And one more thing to talk about health, because usually there are people who would debate about the moral and health of public. There's a black market, right? And there's a story that I would say from my own life. I've met some of the people who have been using weed, recreational cannabis, basically speaking, on a daily basis. These people find black markets to buy weed because it's not legalized in the countries they live at. And once they do that, they are never sure what is the substance behind the product they buy. So if the weed became legal, then there would be a particular regulation made by government, and products would also be highly monitored based on what they contain, which could overall be healthier for the people who use cannabis from the black market. And we're not even talking about the black market accumulating money here. We're talking about the health of normal people who use it on a daily basis, who could really benefit from legalization. So that's all about it. And some people decide that it's their personal choice to use it. So I do believe it's a personal choice. So government should be really, really restricting those personal choices, because people would still do it, but illegally. In Europe as well, taking the example.
Nika talked about the economic benefits of legalization. It is true that in Germany, around 125 prisoners were released from prison right after legalization in April. He explains that legalization would bring in a lot of tax money, helping the government pay for important services such as education and public health. Nika also mentions that legalizing would reduce black market activities, which means less crime, and regulated and safer, standardized quality substances for consumers. It all sounds like the community would be a better place to live in after legalization, but would it? In our second category, Absolutely Intoxicated, Annie describes how consuming cannabis is viewed in her home country, Georgia. Additionally, Annie shares a personal story about an ugly incident involving her and a friend who smoked weed. A silly teenage project which did not really go as planned, and because of the legal situation in the country, they even had to make up a fake story for the paramedics who arrived with an ambulance.
I think that it's a free will thing. So if you want to, you should be able to use it. Especially, we all know that in many medicinal cases, it's also used. So why should we make something illegal when people are going to find a way to get it anyways? And because it's illegal, and because it's something that it's very interesting for teenagers and younger people, and sometimes that becomes a reason why it's so overly consumed in some cases. And that's why I think that it should be legalized, but personally I am not a user of the substance. And our culture is very different and interesting. Within our culture, we don't usually condone those types of things. For example, smoking in general is okay, like lots of people smoke, but any kinds of narcotics or substances is very badly looked on, for example. And that's why it's very confusing for all to hear that it is completely legal in Georgia to smoke weed. It's important to say how it's legal. So it's not legal to sell it, and it's not legal to produce it in large scales, but you are able to produce it with smaller scales inside your house, for example.
Could you share some personal experience where you could see the consequences on the people?
Yes. So I live in a district in Georgia where it's very popular. It's very good to be smoking weed, for it to say. And that's why every single one of my friends almost was very addicted to it, I could even say. And sadly, we also had some cases where we went on like school trips, for example, and one of my friends got intoxication from the weed because we don't really have high quality weed in Georgia. Therefore, he smoked too much, and it wasn't just weed, it also had tobacco and etc., which his body wasn't used to, and he got intoxicated, he started throwing up, and it was just teenagers, so it was a very scary experience. We had to hold his tongue, put him on the side, to call the ambulance, but the problem with ambulance is you couldn't tell them what was happening because it was illegal, so we had to make up a whole story on how to take care of this and like what happened, and we blamed it on the alcohol and etc., because that's okay in Georgia. Everyone drinks from a very young age. And that was one of the scariest experiences, I think, and that's when I decided that I would personally not smoke. But I also know that
in the interview, Annie suggested that everyone should be free to make their own choices. She suggested that smoking weed should be a personal decision, but puts it into perspective with smoking cigarettes and drinking alcohol. Annie's views stress the importance of personal freedom and choice in life. However, after the intoxication incident of her friend, she decided for herself not to go down the same path. In our last story, Absolutely Disrespectful, we will listen to Sebastian, who is really concerned about passive smoking and calls some of the marijuana smokers selfish. He emphasizes the human right to clean air for everyone's well-being and also argues that legalizing weed will perhaps not really decrease the black market activity after all.
My opinion on legalizing weed is that I'm strongly against it. The reason for that is that I personally despise all smoking, because it is a drug that while you consume it, you also affect your surroundings. And I feel like that most of the people that smoke, they rarely have any second thought about that they might affect their surroundings. A friend of my father, for example, never smoked his whole life, and but his wife did, and in the end he was the one that got lung cancer and died. My own grandfather also never smoked, but my grandmother did, and also he died. And I think the same thing is the case with weed. Weed might not be as dangerous as nicotine in terms of that. But everyone who has stood near smokers, or let's say 30 meters away from them, has always noticed that the stench the pollution in the air has always traveled at least 30 meters and was penetrant. I have cases in my apartment that in the summer when it's really hot and I need to air out my room because I have only one window and otherwise I can choose the mold, and my neighbor decides to smoke weed again, then my whole apartment stinks like grass for the rest of the day. And it is extremely egoistic. I really don't understand why this is never being mentioned in any conversation or any discussion in the public debate, because it affects other people. I would say the German culture is pretty straightforward. You have your freedom until your freedom impairs someone else's freedom. And I think that is exactly the case with cigarettes. It's a human right to have clean air. We have all the right to access air, breathing air that is not polluted by stench, by anything like that. Smoking really affects everyone around you. On a train station, they have smoking parts only for smokers. But barely anyone is even keeping up with that. Barely anyone is interested in that. And unfortunately, that's also part of our culture. Our police force is not really numerous enough to really go after every petty case of smoking next to the smoking zone. Understandable, right? They have more important things to do. But why are those rules even there when nobody even is interested in adhering to them? And that is also German culture, right? You follow rules. We are known worldwide for that, that we are the people that like to follow rules and often not even question them much. If it's about cigarettes, if it's about drugs, we somehow forget all about that. I don't think that the drug is the reason why people are criminal or why there is organized crime that is selling drugs. I think this is something that exists because those people exist. We have unfortunately a lot of people in this country that are in the organized crime sector, and if it's not weed, it will be something else, but they will not change their profession. They will stay in this illegal sector and they will trade with something else, and then it's the next drug. And is the solution of that?
In the interview, Sebastian expressed his concerns about maintaining fresh air while people smoke weed or other substances, emphasizing that passive smoking always affects those nearby, even if only for the smell. With a serious and concerned tone, he argued that smoking in public spaces imposes unwanted exposure to nicotine and other substances, and stressed the importance of clean air for everyone's well-being. He also pointed out that legalizing weed might not really reduce the activity of black markets, as illegal trade will probably persist due to factors like lower pricing and accessibility. Now, what about you? Do you see the legalization of cannabis like a triumph or a tragedy? Have you or someone you know ever smoked weed and faced unexpected consequences? Or do you use it reasonably like others consume alcohol? Get in touch. Feel free to share your unique story with us here on this podcast. Write a comment or mail us. We could do a follow-up interview with you in one of our next shows. On our webpage, absolutely-intercultural.com, you can get more information about this show and previous episodes. And you can leave comments. And if you enjoyed the show, please like us on Facebook too. By the way, did you know we are also on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify? You can subscribe to us there for free and give us a rating and a comment. Our next show will be coming to you from Ant Fox in Denmark on the 6th of September. Until then, find out for yourself what you think are the pros and the cons of legalizing weed, and bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Vollständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.